Look whose convention went on as scheduled, despite Florida's nasty weather. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There he was.
Thank you, everybody.
In front of 10,000 supporters at Tampa Sun Dome, exiled because he wouldn't submit his speech to Mitt Romney for approval, Ron Paul spoke for an hour without notes about ending expensive wars.
The wars that have been fought in these 10 last years has given us $4 trillion worth of debt, are unpopular, we can't afford them, the American people want us out, and they want to bring the troops home.
And he spoke about personal liberty.
Personal liberty, when it returns, once again, you'll be able to drink raw milk. You'll be able to make rope out of hemp.
America needs more good rope. And he spoke about how giving people stuff they don't earn and trying to reconstruct them through regulation doesn't work.
If the government takes over the rule of trying to make you a better person, an excellent person, and make you virtuous, it's all over.
And while this may be his last hurrah, the promised land, he says, is just over that hill.
We'll get into the tent, believe me, because we will become the tent eventually.
In 4 years, a lot of people expect to see his son Rand take up the mantle. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who introduced his dad last night, pointing out that our government is so all-embracing that you can go to the airport and get a free breast exam, and if you mention the Ron Paul revolution, you can get a free colonoscopy. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.